hits you, you feel lonely.
Evidence, intelligence, and its love ain't here.
When I look inside this music
and it acts as a mirror,
the spirit is reality.
I'm through with the fear, we in here. Yeah. What up? Monday morning. I'm gonna keep that on. It got real quiet in here. Yeah. You hear what I mean? Breathing the scene, doses of clarity.
Collaboration from divine.
Yeah.
So many signs in this world.
Shout out to my cousin Francois.
Yeah. Let yourself reveal what you've been waiting to feel. Don't believe in lies.
This like 2001 music. Fluid intelligence. Cause you got stairway to heaven.
No acid trip.
And this is music. And this is music. And this is music. You know, it was a trip, man. I was sober during those times, those fluid intelligence years. But I was still so ego-driven, so egotistical. It's crazy. This guy did this video for us, a music video. It's such a bitchin' video, man. I mean, he came out, brought his camera, and we recorded us in the desert, brought this TV. It was so cool, man. And then he pieced it all together with some stock footage. And, you know, what did I know about editing at that time, right? This was before I got into industry. So, you know, and I thought it was so lame. He cut to the stock footage, man. And I buried that whole video, man. Dude, so rude, man. So rude. I can't remember that guy's name. He had a sneaker line called The Line's Toughest. He's a graffiti artist. And, you know, my cousin Francois put it together, made it happen. Just such a egotistical prick, man. You know? And but that's it. I mean, that's the way we are. You know? I kind of feel like I want to stop saying like addicts and alcoholics. This is the way most humans are. Just self-centered, egotistical. Oh, that sounds real negative. That sounds real like pessimistic. I'm just saying everybody's that way. I'm just saying that, like, you know, left untreated, the human condition has the propensity to be like that. And I think, like, the way that you've seen people reacting, I mean, I don't know, how have you seen people reacting? Because I think, like, it depends on your perception of the situation, this whole, you know, situation we're in. I don't even want to say the name, man. I'm so tired of hearing that freaking name. You know? It depends on who you're listening to, your perception, what lens you're looking out of. This time could be a evidence of the human spirit, the power behind people and joining together of good people doing good work. Yesterday I was with a good friend, His company was donating a bunch of meals to a local hospital, to the emergency department, the ER department. Donated like 60 meals. Good, like home cooked, like meatloaf and like pasta and rice and different meals all packaged. They just had to brought it to him hot, and it was really cool. And so he asked me to come and do it, offered to pay our company to do it. And it was such a blessing, man. Like, who does that? Who picks up work, you know? But that's how the community is. Like, for me, that's what kind of community I'm a part of. Kind of community that says, oh, well, let's get you working. You know what I mean? Like, let me bring you in. You know, we're making some promotional videos out of it because, number one, he's got a great program, great idea, concept to, you know, a low cost to provide meals to people. So if you want to sponsor meals, you know, I don't know where you at financially today, how you're feeling today when you open up your Wells Fargo bank app or your Bank of America app, your Stank of America application, and you look at that account, you know, and you're like, damn, I can help you. I can help you in two ways. Number one way, I could teach you how to eat poor. You know what I mean? Like, I learned how to do that. Beans, rice, and Jesus Christ. But ain't no rice, man. I noticed that when I was in the supermarket the other day. There was no rice just walking through. But there's a lot of other stuff, man. Get some pastas. Get some papas. That's potatoes for you non-Spanish speakers. And you could do it. Or just hit us up, man. Like, message this Facebook page right here that I'm live on. And say, hey, you know, ain't no shame. Ain't no shame in the game. Yo, it's rough. I need some meals. I'll let your boy, man. We'll get them delivered to your door. No charge. We got you. It's just crazy, man. Like, it's like trying to look at this lens of, like, what's my perception of this situation? As soon as things, like, you know, number one, okay, well, we had to move out of the studio space just in case the mystery is unrevealed. We had to dip out. It was a hard decision, but I think it was a wise decision. I spoke to people with much more business savvy than me, much more shit together than me, and they agreed. They said, yeah, man, this is the right move. Because this ain't going to be like this forever. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to shift again. And rather than burning up donation dollars on an empty studio space, we just thought it'd be best to just retreat. But, dude, check this out. Check out this laboratory now, though. Man, let me upgrade you. You know what I mean? We got upgraded, yo. Look at that. This look like some NPR type stuff right here, dude. Oh, it's a boy. It was working. Been 2 weeks in the making. But man, like, you know, there's just been like a couple big donations came in. We won this award, the Spark Award for United Way, which is a big move, man. And we're holding they're holding that for when this stuff goes away, and hopefully we're looking at August to move out and get another space. But, you know, like, man, then a good friend just, like, Venmo'd me something, like, donation, like, here, boom, hold this. It's like, what? What? So how am I going to sit here and be like, people are, you know, inherently evil? Dude, this is crazy, like, the amount of love and support. Got a meeting later today. I hope it's turning out the same kind of thing, right? People like supporting, they see what we're doing. And it's awesome, man. So what's your perception of this situation, you know? And I guess it depends on where you are. I know here in Roswell, Georgia, what can we do for you? Man, there's like, you know, three Kroger around the corner. There's like two Publix. you know, there's all kinds of stuff. Chick-fil-A, Mickey D's, Crystals, which I've only had once and did not like. But, you know, I hit the grocery store around here. It's good. I mean, you could tell, like, it's, like, a little bit, like, not quite as, you know, robust. It's not quite as stacked as maybe, you know, February was. You know what I mean? But, man, there's stuff in there. There's water. There's milk, man. Dude, I bought some cookie dough. I bought cookie dough yesterday, like in a tube. Because I was going to get the chips and then get all the ingredients. I was like, that's too much, man. I don't feel like searching for all that stuff. Vanilla extract. Man, where you find vanilla extract at? Anyway. Yeah, I got cookie dough. You know what else I got yesterday? I got a bag of pizza rolls. Like, yeah, a little Tostino pizza roll. Not Tostino, they were the Kroger brand. But the kids are like, oh, I love you, Dad. I'm just saying, like, come on. What perspective do you have of this situation? I don't know, man. I guess depending on your circumstance, you know, your perspective could be completely different. And maybe that's it. Like, maybe I got good circumstances. Right? Like, maybe. But I think even though, like, I could still look at this situation, you know, it is unsettling. There's some uncertainty, you know. But what am I going to do? You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to sit around here and just be like, I guess I could be like that. But this would not be fun. Would not be fun. And would not be fun to watch. For sure. What's your perspective? You know, I think that's like, can you control that? Can you control your perspective? Like, I can control the perspective of these shots right here. Boom. There's one angle. Holla at your boy. Look, I can hit it like that. Bam. Boom, that perspective. You know what I mean? What perspective? I'm sorry. I said sorry to the microphone. That's the homie. He don't like to get rammed in the butt like that. So what perspective? Wait, hold up. Perspective. What perspective are you looking at? I don't know, man. I don't want to get preachy. I'm not getting preachy, but I'm not even gonna pull up freaking scripture right now. But there's just, you know, there's this ancient teaching from who many would say is the savior of the universe. You know, his name, Yeshua. Yeshua. Yeah. Mi Cristo. La, 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 la. Suavecito, mi Cristo. Anyway, he said that the eyes are the window to the soul. That's where the light comes out. And if the eyes are dark, how dark is that darkness within? If the darkness within, if you have this negative perspective, and this negative view on everything, then that's what you're going to see, man. Your eyes become dark. You see the dark. You see the negativity. And you begin to attract that. Some of us, man, we bring it into fruition. You know, mind over matter, that shit, right into existence. What's your perspective? You know? And I know, man, I know, I'm just like, I'm sitting over here blessed, like, just, you know, I'm good. You know what I mean? God is good. And will I say that if my circumstances change, will I go, you know, will I still be up here talking that perspective bullshit? You know, or will I be like, you know, send help. For $9.99, you too can help me. Feed my family and my kids up here, put little drops of honey on them and like bring in flies and let flies like sit on their head. You know what I mean? With some like Sarah McLachlan underneath. In the arms of an angel, help me feed my kids. I don't know. my perspective might change, you know? So it ain't me. It ain't me. You know? I just... You know, the only thing I do, I just pray. That's it. I just pray. I pray and then I take action. So I don't just pray. Prayer is action. But I take that action and then I take other action. It's like I move, I walk, I talk. I set up studios in my house, kick the living room, everybody out. You know, this used to be our living room here. And now it's my studio. It's my space. Holla, 2003, my space. That was 2005. Yeah. So I just pray and I take action and it's working, man. I don't know. I ain't got no agenda here. I was really glad to finally have the studio set back up. And I just felt like I just want to crack this mic. I got it hooked up to this nice preamp. So that's why it sounds so crisp. Sounds so crisp. Yeah. Sound real crisp. What's your perspective on this whole situation? Do you really believe? Can you really change it? Can you really change your attitude? Is that really the only thing you got control over? I tell you this. I don't know if it's the only thing you got control over. But it is. It is the first thing you got control over. The first thing. You know? What can I do about this situation? Well, first off, I can address my attitude about this situation. Right? I can change my... Hold on. Perspective. Hey, you know what I mean? That's the first thing. So a friend of mine said that the old Christian would not be this happy. We did a little podcast. And he said the old Christian would not be this happy. He'd be sad and depressed. He'd close his studio down and blah, blah, blah. And I would have been. I owe that to the steps and to the community. You know, I owe that to the steps. You know, the 12 steps. You know, if you know, you know. If you don't know, you better ask somebody about them steps, boy. Them 12 steps, boy. You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm just joshing. But also, too, like, I feel like a little bit like, well, a little more like myself for the first time, to be honest. Like, for the first time, I feel a little bit like me. That is a trip, man. I'm 42 years old, and I might start feeling good about who I am in this skin. That's a trip, man. That's a trip. To crack this thing open, go live for all two of you. I don't know how people are watching. It don't matter. You know, it don't matter. Yeah, just put my kids out here talking about 1999, you too can feed a family. But I do want to reiterate that if you are at this stage where you're like, man, funds is low, I don't know, I got to pay the cell phone or I got to buy groceries. Holler at your boy. Message us right here on this platform. Contact@themosthighshow.com. Contact@themosthighshow.com. Contact. Contact lenses at themosthighshow.com. And let us know, hey, man, things are rough. I need a couple meals. Dude, no question. We just, you get the address. I don't think you can get to pick exactly what you get. But it'd be good. It'd be good. The folks up there at Shade Tree Kitchens be hooking it up. I had ate some of their food yesterday and brought home some of their stuff yesterday, too. So my kids will be eating that. So... what's your perspective on this situation and how can you change it? And what can you do about that? You know, I think the homie, man, big brother, Jesus, man, he talks about these things so many times. And so many people have been doing this. Church has been preaching on this stuff, you know. And it's Holy Week right now. So for those people who are Christians, you know, it's Holy Week, man. It don't feel like Holy Week. Easter's coming up. Good Friday is coming up. Palm Sunday was yesterday. Pretty sure there's some other things happening today. So, you know, what's your perspective? Can you change it? Can you shift it? Can you, what do you need to do that? Do you need to go outside and take a walk? Yes, you can go outside and take a walk in this nation status that we're in. No matter what state you're in, I'm pretty sure they ain't outlawing taking a freaking walk. Take a walk, man. It's spring out here in Atlanta, in Georgia, and the flowers are blooming, and the pollen is out like crazy, and nature is just doing its thing. Nature's like, yeah, Corolla this, baby, I'm moving it on. I'm doing my thing. I got nothing else to do but to blossom these trees, to bud these flowers. That's what I'm doing. I'm budding flowers right now. I'm blossoming leaves right now. What you doing? What you doing in there all worried? You ever look at a tree and just think, man, that tree got something on me. That tree just been bare and naked all winter. Just a skeleton. And it just been kicking it, blowing in the wind, rain, dawn, dog peeing on it, you know. Insects chewing on it, birds living in it. You know what I mean? It just keep moving. And then when the spring comes, it's about that business. You know, it's about that business. It's about the business of the budding of the flowers, the blooming of the flower, the spreading of those things. The bees are out. You know, you ain't seen no bees. That's when you got some problems. But we got bees. We got bees. So, I don't know, nature is a great example, you know, nature is a great example of how to keep it moving, how to like, look, the sun came up, I don't know where you are, but it's up over here, I don't know where you're at, you know, but it's up over here, and that's enough, right, that's enough to just say, yeah, okay, I can at least maybe try to change my perspective of the situation. You know? Okay, the sun's up. All right, okay, cool. Let's try that. Try that. You know? Try that. If you're in Georgia, you know, Georgia really, I think, I got to shout out Georgia a little bit because, you know, they jumped on it. They jumped on it, you know, early on they made these, you know, the major utilities made these claims, like, but we ain't gonna shut you out. We ain't gonna shut you off. Don't worry about that. You know? Like, you're gonna have water. You're gonna have power. You're gonna have gas. We got you. You know? That's cool. That's good. It's good to see. It's good to see this system working. And I don't know where you're at. And I'm not trying to get political. I'm just trying to be, you know, positive, I guess. You know, so can nature help you change your perspective? Can, I don't know, maybe you need to read a book, you know, I listen to books. I love listening to books. I love taking a drive and listening to books. That's like my thing. You know, is there some books that you can listen to change your perspective? Something you can read, ancient scripture, you know what I mean? Some ancient writings. There's some ancient wisdom out there that's available to you that you can just access, you know? No matter what pathway, there's good truths to be taught and learned from, you know? Look at that. That helps. Hey, if you're married, if you're in a consensual loving relationship with a significant other that lives with you, you know, make love. That's what I'm saying. Just make love. That's good. You know what I mean? In a consensual, loving, caring kind of way. You know? Do something. If you got roommates, if you got, you know, well, people that live with you, do something for them. Take action, maybe. Maybe that's it, to change your perspective. You know, maybe you do the dishes. You know, maybe whoever's turn it was to do the dishes, you just jump on that shit for them. You just go do it. You know what I mean? While you do it, you just thinking to yourself, like, yeah, I'm changing my perspective. I'm helping out. I'm a force of good. I'm a force of good. I dropped my kids off at the school. Well, not now, but I did back in the day. Back in those days, way back then in February. And every time I just tell them the same thing. I say, hey, you're a force for good. You know, you're the salt of the earth. Be light. That's what I'm saying right now. It's like, you know, I hate talking this shit because I was to some, you know, I worry like, man, it's like, I be telling them, you know, hey, man, be positive, be light. And then I get off this, you know what I mean? And then I get thrown into something, you know? That's why I've been, and to be honest, that's why I've been like, you know, hesitant to like talk about this. So, or talk like this, I guess. You know, but you can change your perspective. You can do something. And that's one thing you can do. What can you do? You know, you look at nature, read books, you know. I watch these two shows that I really liked. Undone on Amazon. It's a cartoon, but I think they film and then apply this effect over the actors. And it's about mental health and reality and perspective and perception. That was deep. That was deep. It was good stuff, man. The other show I really like is Legion on FX. It's on Hulu now. And that's dope. Legion is about a mutant. And if you're a comic book person, you know Legion is Charles Xavier's son. And if you're a comic book person, you know Charles Xavier is the bald-headed dude on the wheelchair. McAvoy. Anyway, this Legion guy is he's one of the strongest mutants, and he has control of reality and perception. And so he can control other people's perception of reality. And growing up, he gets this demon gets put in him at a young age. I'm not giving any spoilers, okay? Just kind of setting the scene for you so you know what you're diving into. And he has to deal with this demon inside of him. And people think, he thinks he's crazy. He gets put in these mental institutions and, you know, he has to realize that he's got the power. I got the power. And he can get the power, and he has the power, and so he has to deal with this demon to be a force of good. And that's two good shows right there. You just dive into that, you know. Give yourself a minute. Give yourself a break. You know, hit a meditation, you know. Hit a meditation. Sit on your knees. Sit on your butt. Cross your legs. Lay back flat. Hit a meditation. Close your eyes. Breathe in. Know you're breathing in. Breathe out. Know you're breathing out. Pay attention to the space in between your breath. You know, these are things that can help you to change your perception. You know, we're not our thoughts. We have thoughts. We have feelings. But we are not those feelings, and we are not those thoughts. We have those, and they're real and they're valid. But we are the we that get to determine whether or not we follow those thoughts and emotions. We are the we that get to say, nah, I'm not going to go down that road, not going to go down that path. So that's kind of it, man. I got up this morning, my brain's going 1,000 miles an hour. I'm in this room talking to myself. And I thought, well, shit, I might as well just see if I can be of some service or use or halfway entertaining to somebody. Plus, I want to show off this studio, boy. Look at this studio, boy. I can change the angles, too, I think. I'd have to get up. So maybe I should get up. Here, let me show y'all. Check this out. How about a little music while we do that?
the music. Huh?
Shout out Flute Intelligence. Shout out Jessica singing that bridge. That's a song called Escape from Flute Intelligence. You can't get that nowhere. You can't get that nowhere. But what you can get is a shift on your perspective. So anyway, if you need a meal, contact at the Most High Show email. We'll be mad confidential. We ain't gonna be out here like listing your name. Meals, look what we did. We won't show up with no camera forcing you to say something. You ain't gotta like, you know, read a Bible or profess anything. You know, we just want to help out. Seriously. So do that. Message us, and if you really are in that situation, like, yeah. And that's it. Like, you know, get the app. Download the Most High Media app. I don't get. We don't get anything out this, man. We don't get nothing. You download that app. We don't charge nothing. We don't force you to give us data. We're not taking your information and selling it. It's just we're just trying to help. And that app, man. There's a lot of stuff on there, man. We've been working on that for years. And we put a lot of stuff on there. There's documentaries. There's all these podcasts. They're all kind of categorized, so you could try to find some. But that could be helpful, you know? That could help you change your perspective. Go look at someone else's perspective on their life, on their recovery, on their journey to freedom and wholeness, to becoming a whole human being, you know? Living that life. There's a lot of good stuff on that app. You know, just Most High Media, you can get it. Put on your Roku, put on your smart TV, watch it. Like switch from Tiger King to the Most High Media app for a minute. You know what I mean? Watch a couple pieces of content, bounce back. You know what I mean? Bounce back, bounce like that. Boom, boom. You know what I mean? Like tigers, bears on my bam, recovery. Oh, okay, I almost died. Now I'm not. Bam. Whoa, that's inspiring. Cool. Back to the tiger. Do that. Change the perspective. You know what I mean? Altered Carbon was really good too. Anthony Mackie killed it, man. Yeah. It was a really cool, follow up to I like the other guy too, the first season, the RoboCop guy. That's all I don't know his name. And I only know Anthony Mackie because he's a Falcon. Because I'm into comic books. I thought I'd confess that. I like comic book stuff. So, yeah, download the Most High Media app. You know, switch back and forth. You know, let's say you're watching The Office. Let's say you're back in The Office. You're watching The Office, and Michael Scott, and Dwight, and Jim, and you're like reliving that nostalgia. You know. And you're like, oh my God, I've watched like 20 episodes. I need to do something. Boom. Hit that Roku button. Go to that Most High Media app. Watch my boy Danny talk about, you know, how he almost died and then didn't and then got into a life of recovery. You know, watch my boy Andrew and his papa talk about Andrew being a crazy drug addict. You know what I mean? Hop over to that. Hop over and just check some of that out. And then jump back and see what Dwight's up to. You know what I mean? Like, there's a good shift. It's a good shift. That's on your Roku. That's on. You got an Apple TV? Boom, we got you. You got a Roku? Boom, we got you. You got a smart TV? Boom, we got you. You Chromecasting your phone to your TV? Boom, we got you. You got an iPad? Boom, we got you. You got an Android tablet for $34 at Walmart one day at like 2 a.m? And that tablet is hella slow, but it's $34, and you thought, psh, man, this iPad right here, look at this. I'm going to get this thing. And you thought you were real smart because you got this Android tablet. Boom, we got you. Boom, we got you on your cheap-ass $30 Android tablet. We got you. It's there for a reason. That's why we do this. We create this stuff because, you know, I mean, look, you can... If you were to turn on TV and just watch nothing but negativity, what do you think is going to happen? You know, what do you think is going to happen? That's why good stories, good movies take you through a myriad of emotions. You know, good stories, good movies keep you moving. And so that's what we're doing with this content. So engage in it because it's there, it's free, and not just because I'm doing it, because I'm not doing it. All these people that come in, they're like, I want to share my story. I want to tell someone about this, man. They've lived this stuff. This is all real life. We ain't up here, like, you know, writing this stuff down, you know. Some people are like, yeah, your podcast, you know, you're not very organized with your podcast. You don't have a format and a system in place. Nah, I ain't got no format and system in place. No. Because it's real life. Real life ain't got no system and format. You know what I'm saying? The situation we're in right now wasn't in the system. It wasn't in the plan. Well, it wasn't in our plan. Who knows? You talk to some people. Some people think that it was in the plan. Depending on who you talk to. Some people blame Tom Hanks for all this. Personally, you know, I like that movie Big. That's cool. It was a good movie. Change your perspective. Well, how can you do that? How can you shift your perspective? What can you do to do that? And man, you know, we here for you. There's a lot of people I know that are here for you. And if you don't know, now you know. And so ask, come holler at me. Talk to me. Message on this Facebooky, you know. Hit the email up. We'll put you in contact with people. If you're used to going to meetings and you're in an area and you don't know where your online meetings are, you know, holler at your boy. Holler at your boy. I don't got all the answers, but I know people who got answers. You know what I mean? I'm resourceful. I'm just trying to be helpful. Anyway, it's Monday, and life is good. God is good. Woke up sober, and then I drank some coffee. But luckily in my program, that still means I'm sober. Drinking this coffee. Anyway, we'll close out with a song. And I'm trying to play just my own stuff because I don't want no copyright. You know what I mean? I don't want no one being like, your shiza got dropped. So, all right then. Peace and love.
Shine.